Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Hey, thanks, Rachel, for that introduction. And I'm so grateful that you joined us for another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. My name is Chuck Allen, and I love doing these things because I hope it'll bring a cup of encouragement into your life. Today, we want to jump back into Ephesians 4. We finished a series last Sunday at Sugar Hill Church entitled Becoming. How do we become all that God is directing us to become? So in Ephesians chapter 4, as we wrap up the chapter, it begins in verse 25. It says, stop telling lies. Oh my gosh, what a way to start a podcast. Stop telling lies. But as it goes on, it says, let's tell our neighbors the truth. For we're all parts of the same body, and don't sin by letting anger control you. Don't let the sun go down while you're still angry, for anger gives a foothold to the devil. And if you're a thief, listen to this, this is so cool. And if you're a thief, quit stealing. Instead, use your hands to do good, hard work, and then give generously. Now he goes on, he says, give generously to others that are in need. Don't use foul or abusive language. Let everything you say be good and helpful so that your words will be an encouragement to those who hear them. And do not bring sorrow to God's Holy Spirit by the way you live. Remember, He has identified you as His own, guaranteeing that you will be saved on the day of redemption. And then it finishes with this thought. I love this. Get rid of all bitterness, rage, anger, harsh words, slander, as well as all types of evil behavior. Instead, be kind to each other, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, just as God through Christ has forgiven you. Now, if you're thinking, okay, well, that's a point of weakness, Chuck. I'm in a dog-eat-dog world. I got to make it happen. I get that. But every time that we act more like Christ, every time we offer forgiveness, every time we act in kindness, what happens is we are making choices. Do I trust that the God, the Holy Spirit within me, can I trust Him, or do I have to take over? When I was a kid, I had a horrible anger problem, and at times it still raised its ugly head. I actually got kicked out of Boy Scouts. Well, actually not Boy Scouts. You know, between Cub Scouts and Boy Scouts is this thing called Weebelows. And I got kicked out for fighting in Weebelows. I mean, think about that. The pastor got kicked out of Boy Scouts. Well, I had a bad temper. And this scripture is saying to me, you know, just because you have a tendency toward that, just because at times, Chuck, it's natural and easy for you to be a bulldozer, it doesn't mean you always should be. The scripture, if you put it into a relational light, says, number one, be committed to honesty and respect. That's hard, isn't it? I mean, let's just say in your marriage, or say with your children, or with your business partner, or with the team that you're a part of in your work, be committed to honesty and mutual respect. The 25th verse says, so stop telling lies. Let's tell the truth, for we're parts of the same body. Think about that. First, be committed to honesty and mutual respect. Second, agree to do away with deadly verbal weapons. When we make things personal rather than dealing with the situation at hand, we're treading on thin ice. My friend, listen, when you roll the eyes or you turn around, I mentioned in my breakout session here at Sugar Hill Church a few weeks ago, teaching on relationships, I said in my family, we call it being tukey. And, you know, a tukey in our house means when you look at somebody and you know something's wrong, you're not really sure what it is, and you say, what's wrong? And the other person says, nothing, I'm fine. Well, that's tukey, right? And I think all of us find that. We probably have a different name for it, or at least I hope you do. But the prescription for all that is tell the truth. Secondly, don't just tell the truth. Agree to do away with those verbal weapons, the darts that we throw at each other. You always do this, or you always say that. Get rid of that language. A third rule might be that we are all hard to follow at times. I mean, think about it. It's hard to agree on everything, but what we can agree on is what is best for us, not just me, what is best in our growth and our spiritual development, and what is best for the people around us to watch as we grow in Christ. So I want to hit those three again real quick before we leave today. First, be committed to honesty, which includes mutual respect. Number two, agree to do away with all that tongue lashing that you throw out. Just because you can say it doesn't mean you should. Just because that grace can be extended doesn't mean they have to. And then number three, here's what I want to encourage you. Be one that is not hard to follow. To agree together when the time is right to take on whatever the task is. Can I give you just one more, just kind of finally say, Ephesians chapter 4, 32 offers three ways to kind of clean up behind our difficult emotions and unpleasantness. It says, be kind to each other, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, just as God through Christ had forgiven you. You know what, folks? I really believe this. If the church and the people inside that church and the people that leave that church and go out into the world, if we chose, we're just going to be kind, we'd change the world. If we would go out and say, we're going to respect people, even though we may not agree with what they do or what they think, we can still add this mutual respect that we have been created by the same God. And we need to be kind and gracious in our walk. And when we do, our relationships will take a quantum leap. I know folks that I need to forgive, and I need folks I need to extend kindness to. And when I get done recording this podcast today, I want to make sure I make those calls on the way home. So friend, I really trust that you'll take this passage, put it to heart, and choose kindness, choose forgiveness, choose mutual respect, choose truth. And when you do, God will honor it in your relationships. Hey, Rachel, don't forget to tell all of our folks about the gathering times on Sunday and how they can join us online. Thank you, folks, for joining us. I really hope I get to see you on Sunday. Bye now.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11. And we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.